Blog Talk Radio.
When you listen to this song, it just blows your mind. Good afternoon, beautiful people. How are you doing today? Well, I'm just here chilling. I'm in a mellow vibe. Don't know what makes me feel that way. Sometimes it's the type of food that you eat. You know, there was one time in my life I have to, like, change my diet because the food had me feeling all horny, you know. But anyway, I have some great stuff for you today. As you know, this show is about reality, just opening up and being myself and sharing my experiences with you, and I hope someday you will share your experiences with me too by calling 347-215-8492. Well, not a whole lot of people are airing this broadcast live. I think I purposely did that because it's like when you know that thousands of people are waiting to listen to you, you have that like anxiety attack. So I don't really send out the word until the show is fully broadcast and I put it on another network and then I send the word out there. So in my mind, just one person is listening, and that is you. So today I'd like to talk about love letters because although I may appear to be strong at times, I'm really a very weak damsel, and I like to realize how I express myself to a man, and you decide if I'm weak or strong. But overall, I do believe that love is a very strong thing. It takes a lot of guts to love, especially when you've been through a lot like me. You know, you've been there, done that. After a while, you get very, very scared of love. I was like browsing the internet and I was looking at ways that other people express themselves before I come to my love letter. You know, I was looking, let's look at letters from a child's point of view, you know, and I saw this letter that a kid wrote to President Nixon in 1973, and I think the letter is very interesting, and I'd like to share it with you. It goes, "Dear President Nixon, I heard you were sick with pneumonia. I just got out of the hospital yesterday with pneumonia, and I hope you did not catch it from me. Now you be a good boy and eat your vegetables like I had too. If you take your medicine and your shots, you will be out in 8 days like I was. Love, John W. James III, 8 years old." Very interesting. I love that letter. I like the part especially when he said, you be a good boy and eat your vegetables like I had to. If you take your shots, you'll be out in 8 days. Wonderful. I wish that that was the case with falling in love, you know, could like fall in love and fall out of love in a couple of days after you fall in love. Or something like, is it Mexico? I think it's Mexico. One day marry, next day free. You can always divorce the next day. And some people tend to think that divorce is moving on with your life, quote unquote, when it's really not. That's when everything, the trouble really begins, because then you got to heal that broken heart. You know, so it's not that easy. By the way, I got a letter yesterday, and you would never guess who I got this letter from. My sister. I met her when I was maybe about 10 years old. And so we're talking about years ago, over 20 years ago. And she wrote me for the first, so I haven't seen her all the time. And she found me on Facebook and she sent me this letter. And I'll share it with you. "Hey, sis, it's been a while since we last spoke. Hope all is well with you and the children. Just want to let you know that Jesus loves us no matter what our circumstances are. He's standing with his arms stretched out, ready to hold us in his bosom and let us know that it is okay to repent of our sins and accept him as our Lord and Savior. The world has nothing to offer you but pain, sorrows, suffering, lies, diseases, depression, destruction, disappointment, and death. To know and accept Jesus Christ and to live through his will is to have life and to have it more abundantly. Sis, you are a beautiful soul, and once you make it right with God, he will make all things possible. Trust God and allow him to direct your path. Just say to him one time, 'Lord, I need to know you. Come into my heart and deliver me from all my sins as I ask for your forgiveness. Deliver me, Lord, from all unrighteousness, wash me and make me whole. Satan, get off my back and get out of my life. I now belong to Jesus Christ. Sis, if you say those words, touching, right? Sis, if you say those words and believe in your heart, then you are saved. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you, and I love you. Yeah. Yes, my sister wrote that to me. I think she's younger than me, maybe a year or so. But this is the greatest letter that anyone have ever sent to me. And it's rather touching to know that it was my sister that is 1 year older than me that opened up the doors of destruction and led me down that path when she sat by and allowed me to be raped. As a matter of fact, she sent for the person to rape me. And the story goes, you know, I was a young child and I was 11 years old. And I woke up one night, didn't see my sisters and my cousins. We all slept in one huge room in Guysville, Jamaica. And I saw no one in the room. And, you know, little girl, I'm the youngest one. I was pretty scared. So I got up looking for them. And I found them on the opposite side of the house where construction was being done. You know, it was newly built, but the lights weren't in as yet. And I was struggling for them. It was like people, you know, leaning on the walls, you know, males and females, like my sister, three more cousins, you know, and four guys. And so I turned away to go back to my room, and that's when my sister told the guy that she was with to catch me. All this I saw because the moon was shining through the window, and you know how moon shines in Jamaica, not like America. You don't even know nothing about moon stars. But anyway, she caught me and then told her boyfriend to go outside and someone, you know, I really didn't quite understand what was going on, but I know that she gave him instruction to go outside. And I heard her say, go outside and get moody. And then this tall guy came back with her boyfriend. And the next thing I know, the guy threw me down. I won't go into details, but YouTube, you can always check it out at youtube.com/user/ Mona Lisa. It's there. All my stories are there. youtube.com/user. The sexy Mona Lisa. But what I do remember was the blood. I'll never forget the blood. Some people talk every day about the blood that Jesus shed. I remember the blood that was taken when my virginity was taken. I remember that blood that was shed. And of course, I will forever be redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. But in mine, that is the blood that I remember at the forefront of my mind. You know, I bled so hard, and I looked at my sister, you know, like a little girl saying, help me, you know, because I don't know what happened to me. I don't know what this thing was. I don't know what sex is. I don't understand someone, you know, whatever, you know. But anyway, my sister looked on me when I was looking at her with those puppy dog eyes, and I was saying, like, help me, and she looked at me, and she said, now you are just like us, so you can't tell Mama anything. So my life was totally destroyed from then, because I never wanted to be like my sister. I was the special kid. You know, I was the talented one, the gifted one, the one that everyone used to just stand and listen to my stories. I mean, crowds would just stand up and listen to the girl, little girl tell stories. And after I got raped, my life totally changed. I went into hiding. I didn't look in my grandma's eyes. You know, I would, like, go sit with the ants, talk to animals, you know, add a little dog and talk to him. Then I got even more confused and started to run away from home. I ran away so many times, you know, and at one point I was also kidnapped because I ran away. I decided that the pain was so strong, I wanted to become a singer. So I ran away to Bob Marley's studio with another friend and another girlfriend. When we went there, they told us that Bob Marley was on tour. And I didn't know what tour meant, so I thought that he just went to Hoche Reyes and he'll be back. So I waited all night for Bob Marley. Bob Marley never came. And what happened from there was, you know, it became real dark. The buses stopped running. So I asked the security guard, what happened to Bob Marley? And he said, Bob Marley's not coming back till 6 months. And I'm like, 6 months? Are you real? You know, I didn't know the words for real, but I was like, 6 months? He said, yes. And I said, what are we going to do? And he said, well, where do you live? I said, I live in the country, in Guysville. And he said, well, there's no bus going there now, but I have a friend, and the friend will put you all up for the night. You'll be okay. Then you can leave in the morning and go back to your parents. It so happened that I never reached back home till about almost a year. After that day, I was kidnapped by the so-called friend. Kept me in his house, wouldn't allow me to go anywhere. When he did go on the road, you know, he would take me along with him, a gun at my side, making sure I didn't escape. And the worst part about it, my friend, she didn't care about escaping because I was from a middle-class family and she was from a very poor family. So all she cared about was the food that she had to eat. And there was a lot of food around. You know, but I finally made up my mind one day, you know, and did escape. And someday I'll tell you all about it. But it was great reaching back home. My grandma was looking through the window and saw me coming down the street. And I just walked into the house and hugged her. She thought that I had died. Yeah, and I mean, pretty young. And so one sister destroyed my life, and it's so wonderful to know that this sister is writing to me and telling me to give my entire life to Jesus Christ. Well, I must confess that I love writing letters, but I don't write a lot. There are so many people that have written to me. Right now I have in my Yahoo email box like 56,000 mails, 726 mails. And I can't respond to them all. I do try. I try to make up in many ways, like, and then I will give a fan a call, but it's never enough. You can never answer to so many emails, you know, but I just to know that if you haven't gotten a response from me, that I do love you. I will always love you. I know you all by name, you know, and but it's so hard on me to respond to so many letters. Believe it or not, I had this letter to read, and why is it not showing up right now? Oh, my gosh. Let me see. This is one of them. But the main one that I want to read to you, and I'm not going to think that it's not meant to be, because I really think that it is meant to be that I share that letter with you. Okay, this is my letter. Okay. Let me tell you what's going on here before I read this letter to you. This is my boyfriend from over 5 years, and I met him online, and he's the greatest love of my life. But because of the life that I live on the internet always having my pictures out there, always having my videos out there. You just can't deal with it. Some of the things I can understand, but when someone comment on my picture, I what that has to do with, I can't stop someone from commenting on my picture. And it always pisses him off, and then he gets upset, and then he drops me, dumps me. I like to say dump, because people always feel that I'm the one who's dumping people around here. So I like to say someone dumped me to let you feel like, you know, I'm not all that. I get dumped too, you know. But he keeps leaving me, coming in and out of my life, and he haven't been talking to me for a couple of months now, you know. He just gave my pic some like a couple of days ago, but he don't speak to me. So, and I keep promising him that I'm going to change. Then I got upset and said, what the heck? This is me. What do you want me to do? This is the me you fell in love with, and now you want me for yourself? I think that's rather selfish. Well, we have 10 minutes to go, so let me see. I said, here's a letter. I miss you. No one will ever love you like I do. My boyfriend, what am I to do without you? Tell me, please, babe. I honestly don't want no one else but you. When am I going to hear from the one I love? I know you love me, so please don't stay away too long, because the sun and the moon laughs at me whenever they appear and you're not in my universe. I like that part. The sun and the moon laughs at me. You know, you look back at the things that you write. Oh, my God, let me try to get it. Please, my audience need to hear this letter. Okay, wow, many of it I'm not able to reach. Oh, wow, it keeps sliding up and down. I'm like a widow. Wow, wow, hold on there for me. I hope we don't lose it. I should have printed it out, but I don't have my printer or anything set up as yet. But I may have to miss out that part and just go with what's showing. If eternity is just a moment from death, why do we fight to live? And if death we will meet, why am I even living? If you forget me, why should there even be seasons? If I change from loving you, I would have committed a treason. Because there's no reason to walk away from you, because you're my blessings. The treason's prevented by the mere reason that you will always love me. Your heart knows, but your mind is jealous because my presence caused you not to think. You like it, don't you? Yeah, I wrote that love letter. Every time I slide it down, though, I seem to miss out a lot of it that I want to share with you. But let me read this part. Your body shivers, open to surrender, but you're eager, say never. I fight with your honor and your glory to be victor of shame. I tell the world about you, but you don't do the same. Thinking I may disappoint you when I so much want you. You're the mirror in my life that allows me to see myself. You're my frankincense and myrrh. Your fragrance of love is the sweetest essence. You run, I walk towards an unknown future. You stay, I'm speechless. Make it seem like I'm not interesting. I rise, you fall, because my fame is an illusion to all the things that you want of me, because you cause this fusion. Yeah, that's my love letter, baby. Let me see what else is here. You look on my inside and think that I'm so meek, and I just can't help me. You knock me off my feet. Words disappear in the air, and you are not with me. Echoes of my thoughts wear my soul, and there's no remedy but thee. For once, I wish tomorrow have never came. If only time could stop on a second of yesterday, the moment you declared your love for me. Yes, I was loved. I was truly, truly, truly loved. When I said I was loved, it's the greatest love on the face of the earth. that I ever felt. But I'm not going to beat up myself and said I messed this up. Because if someone meets you as a superstar or a celebrity and you're living a certain lifestyle, they really can't expect you just to change for them. I won't do it. You know, so my boyfriend no longer wants to be with me, and you're stuck with me. I know you all have your wives and you have your girlfriends and your boyfriends, but I'm staying attached to you because I ain't got nobody, so it's just me and you. And to be honest with you, if God said, basically, that's what it boils down to. God is saying you have a choice. You either can become this average person and have the man of your life, or you can be DJ Mona Lisa Amari and you have the love of the fans. And I chose the latter. I chose you, definitely, without a doubt. Because I remember at one point I had a boyfriend and he told me that, listen, you know, you gotta like leave this thing alone. And why your phone ring off so much, and changed my life for him. And then when the phone stopped ringing and he was cursing me out, he asked me, where are your friends? Don't you see nobody don't like you? Ain't nobody even calling you? And I swore on my deathbed that I would not make that mistake ever again. So I love you, RG. I will always love you, but life goes on for me. It really goes on. There is something about being me, Amari. Yesterday, I laid down and I got a vision. Someone came to me and said I should put an apostrophe between the A and the M. So my name is Amari, A, and then you have that apostrophe, and then M-A-R-I-E. So it should be showing up. It's already on Reverb Nation, reverbnation.com/DJ Mona Lisa. Don't forget to Google me. There's so much out there about me. I just realized that my album is on Amazon. It's on iTunes. It's everywhere. DJ Mona Lisa Amari. Beautiful people, I just want to thank you for staying tuned. And I just want to thank you, DJ Cool, for making my song The Epistles, the song that will start your show from now on. And don't forget to tune to DJ Cool. I'll give you the information tomorrow. He's on in he will be doing his show live from New York, and I'll tell you more about it. Once again, thank you, DJ Cool. Beautiful people, don't forget, I do love you from the bottom of my heart and soul. I can't.